I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. New procedures are in place in newborn nurseries at hospitals to protect infants during the coronavirus pandemic. To talk about keeping newborn babies safe in the hospital setting right after birth and also in the first weeks and months of life at home is Dr. Michelle Amaya. She's an associate professor of pediatrics and she's medical director of the newborn nursery at MUSC Shawn Jenkins Children's Hospital. Dr. Amaya, what has changed recently due to the COVID-19 crisis related to caring for newborn babies in the hospital right after they're born?
Hospital staff are doing everything they can to make sure families feel safe. So the physicians and the nurses and all the staff are wearing masks, doing careful hand hygiene, and limiting visitors. So usually just the mother and the mother's partner are there.
What you just described is a fairly normal situation with extra safety precautions. I assume that is for moms who have been tested right before they gave birth and they tested negative for coronavirus.
That's correct. At MUSC, all the moms are being tested on arrival or a few days ahead of time if they have a scheduled C-section. If they're positive, they'll be protected and their baby will be placed in a separate room, still in the postpartum unit and typically with the mother's partner as long as the partner is asymptomatic.
Is it typical now that mom and baby are together? Is the baby rooming in?
Typically, the baby is rooming in and the mother has usually her partner there with her. We are still encouraging the mothers to breastfeed if they would like to, because breast milk has some additional immune strengthening properties. Otherwise, it's pretty much business as usual. We still continue to give the hepatitis B vaccine, offer hearing testing. The babies get complete physical exams, and they get screenings for jaundice, newborn metabolic disorders, and congenital heart disease, like they always do.
Once mom and baby go home from the hospital, are there extra precautions that you're encouraging just to protect them so they don't come in contact with the coronavirus?
Even when there's not a pandemic, we encourage parents to limit the people who come in contact with their baby, especially in the first 6 weeks, because we worry about serious bacterial illnesses as well. So during the pandemic, we're still encouraging that, but perhaps encouraging people to be a little bit more cautious about having visitors. That's probably one of the most frequent questions we get is, what about grandparents?
And what do you say about grandparents visiting?
Because grandparents or immediate family members can be very helpful for families while they're adjusting to having a newborn, we tell them that for the lowest risk of infection, it's particularly helpful if the visitors are symptom-free and they've isolated themselves for 14 days prior to coming in to be with the family.
How will newborn and infant checkups and vaccinations then be handled because of this pandemic?
Pediatric offices all over the state have made adjustments to try to keep families very safe when they come in. We're strongly recommending for babies to come in for their checkups in person. So there's an immediate recheck in the first couple of days of life to check for weight and check for jaundice and make sure feeding is going well. And then they come back when they're about 2 weeks old and then 2 months old, 4 months old, 6 months old for their routine shots and make sure they're growing and developing okay.
Dr. Amaya, thanks for providing this information about protecting newborn babies during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Thank you so much for having me.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.